This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. The tariff threat from U.S. President Donald Trump may be on hold, but that hasn't stopped Canadians from looking for ways to support homegrown products. Trump agreed to pause a proposed 25% tariff on Canadian goods for 30 days after he struck a deal with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau earlier this week. We asked some shoppers in Liverpool if they're trying to buy more local or Canadian products in response. Here's what they had to say.
Anne, Liverpool.
So have you been trying to buy more local or more Canadian products?
Definitely. Reading all the labels because we want to support Canada and our workers and our economy. So far, it's not bad. You have to read the labels. Make sure you know your products and where they're produced and who's doing it.
Duncan McIsaac. I live in Moose Harbor. Definitely more Canadian. I used to check anyway. And if there's something that's American and there's a Canadian beside it, I usually pick up that product.
Jocelyn.
Yes, I am. I'm trying to buy more Canadian because I feel it's our duty as Canadians to help this economy.
Catch Honora from Liverpool here. Yeah, if I see more Canadian products, I will buy. Because of what America is doing, it just pissed me off. It might have a challenge going through the shelf, trying to identify Canadian products. But if they are clearly labeled Canadian products, yes, we can buy them.
Sharon Potter from the Annapolis area.
Have you been more focused on buying Canadian or looking for Canadian or local products?
Absolutely, because I think it's important to shop local and shop for Canadian products as much as you can.
Brenda, Liverpool.
100% Canadian. I always have. I've been living here for all my life, so, and have lived organically and from Canada products all my life, so used to it.
I'm Daphne Miller. I live in Port Medway. I haven't done a lot of shopping since all of the wonderful things happened. But yeah, actually, I am planning on doing that, and I already shop locally a lot anyhow, so I don't really think it'll make that much of a difference, but I'll certainly be more aware as I look at products. And I don't think it's really that hard, but I think it really depends on your habits maybe in the first place. And so I think since I'm a little more focused on local anyway, that it's not going to make that much of a difference for me specifically. But I hope that a lot of other people make the changes that need to be made.
That's your QCZR News Update brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.